The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, just a plain old Wednesday, January 6th Eve. It is not Merrick Garland Day, not by a long shot. I was looking for indictments, I was looking for, you know, at least a dynamic speech. More showbiz than Mueller-like. It was like Mueller. Remember when Mueller gave the testimony? Watching Merrick Garland, similar in tone. You know, these scholarly, legal, professorial types. They don't give a barn burner of a speech. Not the way I'd like to see him do so. A few of the notes I took. Evan and I did watch this speech in real time. And if you did or have comments on the Attorney General, and I know the obvious one, where are the indictments, sir? But the phone number here, 844-967-2789. A couple of noteworthy thoughts, at least stuff I scribbled down. At one point, Merrick Garland did spend a lot of the speech talking about January 6th, but not the entirety of the speech. And sort of as he was wrapping up his thoughts on January 6th, he said something to the effect, all Americans must protect each other. And I'm thinking, good luck with that. When's the last time you saw a Republican wear a mask? Not all Americans give a damn about each other, not in this day and age. He also went out and specifically called out case law. Shelby County, this was the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that undermined the Department of Justice preclearance. Used to be if you had a history as a state of rolling out discriminatory minority sort of policies, before you could change laws, you'd have to get preclearance from the Department of Justice. But Shelby County changed all that, basically gutted the Voting Rights Act and Article 2, at least according to the Attorney General today. And he did go out and he did specifically talk about that. And he talked about differing states. And I look at Texas, I look at the state of Wisconsin where I live, where Republicans, although he didn't call out the party by name, I haven't seen any Democratic efforts afoot, and I mean the party, big D, Democratic efforts afoot, to make it harder to vote. Not even for Republicans. Not even in states like Illinois, where they listen to us on WCPT. They've got all the levers of power. But I don't see Democrats making it harder for the other side to vote. You know, closing the polling stations in the exurbs. But anyways, the Attorney General, you know, less political than a guy like me, just talked about parties making it harder to vote and redistricting. And redistricting, of course, is part of the gerrymandering. And that does go both ways, but I didn't hear him call out either party, primarily perhaps because there are more Republicans in charge. Primarily those redistricting, those gerrymanders, well, they go to Republican advantage. The other thing he talked about, abnormal audits. And I'm thinking, we got an abnormal audit going on right in the state of Wisconsin. We've got a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, a corrupted guy, very partisan, called it a rigged election like the day after the election. And somehow he has been tasked with doing a partisan witch hunt here in the state of Wisconsin, very McCarthy style. And he's trying to throw Democratic, mayors in jail? And the Speaker of the Assembly, well, there are groups that are seeking public records about this investigation, and he's effectively refusing to turn them over. So there's a little bit of reporting today from my own backyard. There are Democrats, like those that are in the crosshairs, like the mayor of Green Bay, Gingrich, who wants to see a public apology, and hell, he wants it published in 3 papers. That's what he's asking the court to do. There is a district court in Dane County where I live that's trying to hold the Speaker of the Assembly accountable for failing to act, even at the direct request of the court, to turn over records. It's almost like they're following the lead of Trump, like they're above the law in some way, shape, or form. Anyways, the Attorney General talked about the abnormal audits, and those are happening right here. That goes beyond the recount that Trump requested and had granted in, you know, the 2 most Democratic populous counties in the state of Wisconsin. That would be a within your rights recount. And then we had the Legislative Audit Bureau, the formerly nonpartisan group, although, you know, that group used to give their audits, election audits, to the election commissioners. And this time they withheld that information for some partisan unknown reason. But at least they're the group that's tasked with these sort of things. But when you hire an outside prosecutor and he hires a bunch of Trumpster, I mean, literally Trump administration Republicans, to go out and do a witch hunt, and you start threatening to throw Democrats in jail. And I mean, man, the election, I don't know if you checked the calendar, Gableman, Voss, Republicans, but Joe Biden won over a year ago. We're about to relitigate the domestic terrorism your party had, you know, in response to the lawful election of Joe Biden. A few more of my notes from the speech from Merrick Garland. It is not Merrick Garland Day. Now, he talked about the fact the big lie has been repeatedly refuted. Of course, in multiple courts of law, there have been over 60 failed lawsuits, something of that number. And he pointed out that he thinks the Attorney General of the United States thinks that Congress should act to protect voting rights. Well, I agree with him on this point. And we will soon see if Democrats like Joe Manchin are serious. Now, Manchin hasn't budged on the Build Back Better, but my understanding is he gave some modest indication he might be for filibuster reform, which is the only way we will get a codified congressional remedy to some of the problems laid out by the Attorney General today. Here's what else he said. Responsibility. Basically, to refute the big lie, that responsibility lies with every elected official. What about you, Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz today, senator, very guy that, you know, refuted the electoral outcome. Was the first guy, Arizona, no, I object. Right, that guy, Ted Cruz. You all know Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz had the Capitol Police Chief on the Hill giving testimony in a Senate committee today. Didn't hold Trump accountable. Didn't mention, you know, his own party's complicitness. But did want to know, why didn't he do more to stop the violent acts of January 6th 1 year ago? And I'm like, you're up to your eyeballs in this. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. We're talking January 6th Eve and people being above the law. You're not above the law. 844-967-2789.